Hey now, welcome to another edition of the Inside BS Show. This is the show that takes you inside all the business secrets you want to know. So, you're a CEO, and you've had an incredible day. Just a day where everything that could go wrong did, or a day where you had a lot of intensity, you made like 15 deals, and your employees are coming to you, they're screaming and yelling, and you got to unplug, you got to unwind, you got to turn things off. You don't know how to do it. And it has an impact on you. It has the impact of, like, you know, freebasing cocaine or having 17 cups of coffee. Nikki G, has that ever happened to you?
Absolutely. Dave, you've worked with a lot of lawyers, so you know, especially for litigators, it is tough to come down from a very intense day. So I have those days there fairly often, you know, where you're hyperproductive, you're intensely focused on something that you're working on, and you come home from your 12-hour day and you think, I'll just shut this down, relax, go to sleep. Not at all. Certainly not for me. I envy those where you have the ability to just turn that off, but it's really difficult for me, and I know I share this with others. So tell us, Dave, I'd love to hear the business secret on being able to kick that away and get some good rest at night.
Well, it's not about just getting a good night's sleep. It's about clearing out all the head trash, getting rid of the mental clutter that's bogging you down. And I've struggled with this for years. And like, I don't sleep well now for a number of different reasons. But the thing you're talking about also affects concentration. It also affects focus. And it has a huge impact on your productivity. This is a problem I can help you solve with today's Inside Business Secret. So years ago, as Nikki G knows, I did some stand-up comedy. I had a little fun and spent some time doing stand-up. And one of the things that is an essential component of stand-up is what comics call being in the room, which means you have your act, right? And your act is made up of different bits. And a bit is like a segment where you talk about a specific topic and set up, punchline. You get laughs, right? So when you're starting out and you're doing open mics, you got a lot of shit that doesn't work, and you've got some stuff that works really well, but you have to be in the room and be able to push through the stuff that doesn't work. And occasionally, very not as often as you would think, somebody from the crowd decides they want to participate in the act, and you have to be able to respond to that. Doesn't happen a lot. But in my act, I actually liked crowd work, so it really requires you to be focused and to be, what they say, in the room. So you can't have, it's like doing this show, you can't have 15 different things in your head. You have to have the one thing in your head, the one clarity of purpose that you want to accomplish while you're there. And if you're a comic, what you want to accomplish is you want to get people to laugh. You want to get people to laugh for 5 minutes, for 7 minutes, for 10 minutes, until you get the light, until they tell you it's time for you to go. That's completely clear on that purpose. The problem is, when you're new and you're starting out, you go up on stage and you're trying to remember what you're going to say. You're trying to remember your cadence. You're trying to remember your timing. And oh, there's an incredibly fat person in the front row and I'm going to be distracted by this person. Now what do I do? You got so much going on in your mind that you can't concentrate and focus. So what I learned from a bunch of people who were mediocre at comedy, but really good practitioners of the craft, is that the way to clear your mind before you go on stage is through meditation. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, you know, I'm not the Dalai Lama. I'm not some Svengali who's going to sit there and have their legs crossed and yell Om and clear their mind, right? That's what I thought too. I was struggling so much with this that I figured I would try anything. So I signed up for a course in Transcendental Meditation and I learned to do it, and it has completely changed my approach to everything. It is like, imagine you're doing a lot of calculations on a calculator, and you've got these big numbers and you've got things in memory in the calculator, and you want to start over and you hit that button that clears everything. That's what Transcendental Meditation does for you. So if you're struggling because you have all of this stuff in your head and you can't come home and focus on your family, or you can't come home and just relax and unwind without having 17 drinks, or you can't come home and have a conversation with people and be in the conversation because in the back of your mind you're thinking of the seven things you should be doing on the case, This will help you clear it out. And here's how it works, okay? And by the way, I'm not licensed to teach transcendental meditation, so I'm only teaching you from my experience. I don't think I signed any paperwork when I learned to do this like 10 years ago that said I wouldn't teach it. So if I did, we'll find out. Here's how it works. You do it twice a day for 20 minutes. You do it first thing in the morning when you get up, before you do anything, before you drink your coffee, before you read the paper, definitely before you open your email. And then the second time you do it, probably should do it right after lunch, right before the peak of your afternoon. I tend to do it like 1:30, 2 o'clock. Sometimes if I'm taking my kids to extracurricular activities, I'll drop off one of the kids, pull over into a parking lot somewhere, and do it in the car. That's the other thing. You can do this. You can do it anywhere. I've done it when I lived in New York. I did it on the subway. I do it on planes all the time. It's also really helpful if you have something you need to do and you need intense focus before you do it. So when I have a big speaking engagement, like a keynote speech where I'm speaking to a ballroom full of people, I will do TM, Transcendental Meditation, before I go up on stage and my head is clear and I'm completely ready to go and I'm completely in the moment and I can focus and I can handle pretty much anything that comes my way. Here's how it works. When you learn this the right way, the TM instructor gives you a mantra. And the mantra that they pick, they claim that there's some scientific formula, but if you go on the internet, you can Google Transcendental Meditation Mantra and you can find one for you. The deal with the mantra is that it's not a real word. It's a sound that is not a word in any language, so it won't draw your concentration. So let's take budding, let's say. That's not a real word, budding. So what you do is you go to a quiet place. I like to go here in my house. I have the shutters closed in my bedroom, and then we have a really nice like chair in the bedroom. So that's where I do it when I'm at home, but you can do it in your car. You can do it anywhere. You close your eyes, and you repeat your mantra over and over again. And when a thought comes into your mind, what I do is I picture the thought like a feather, and I watch in my mind the feather float away into the atmosphere, and I just release that thought and I go back to saying the mantra over and over again. So in my mind, it sounds like budding, budding, budding. Eventually, the mantra fades into the background and it just completely and totally relaxes you. The other thing that I do when I first start, so the first two or three, I set my timer on my phone for 20 minutes. The other thing I do when I first start is I focus on my breathing. I take a deep breath in, expand my diaphragm, and I breathe in through my belly, and then I breathe in through my nose. The breath goes into my belly, and then I exhale. The breath comes out through my mouth. I do that like 10 times while I'm saying the mantra, and then the mantra just fades in the background. A thought will come in. I just release it like a feather. Now, the mantra is not a club. You don't use budding to stamp out the thoughts when it comes. By the way, you will pick your own mantra. I just gave you that budding as an example because it's easy to say. But what happens is sometimes the 20 minutes will go like that, and sometimes it seems like the 20 minutes takes forever. But what it does is they've hooked people up to MRI machines and it changes your brain waves because of the way you're breathing, because of the way you're focusing on just this one thing. And it just creates a complete state of relaxation. And then I have a gentle timer set on my phone. So when the timer goes off, I have the little chime, right? I mute it and then I slowly open my eyes. I take about a minute to adjust. I sit in the chair for a minute. I don't jump up and do whatever I got to do. I take a minute to adjust and come back, and then I'm ready to go and either start my day or continue on with my day. What that does after, I would say for me, it was probably 45 days, okay? It's a long period of time. But what that does is it essentially teaches your brain how to relax. So when you finish work, after you do this, you know, twice during the day, when you finish work and you, you know, set up your desk and you put, you know, everything down so that you're ready to come into work tomorrow, your brain knows, okay, we cut this off, we're done, and you can move on with the rest of your day. If you go on YouTube and you look up transcendental meditation, there are different types of meditation. There's mindfulness. There are a number of different types. But if you specifically look up transcendental meditation, you'll find that a lot of celebrities, a lot of comics use it. One of the more famous ones, two that come to mind, Howard Stern and Jerry Seinfeld. And they both say that Jerry Seinfeld uses this great analogy. He's like, TM is like the charger for your phone. He's like, your battery's running low, you plug it in, and then 45 minutes later, an hour later, your phone is charged and it's ready to go again. Well, TM, you sit down, you do your TM, and then 20 minutes later, you're ready to go. You're ready to get back into it again. So for me, the reason I got into it was for work and for productivity purposes. Originally, it was for purposes of focusing on stage for comedy and for speaking. But it also is tremendous at helping with anxiety. It's tremendous at helping with just letting stress go. If you get bad news, it's fantastic if you can find the presence of mind to take a few minutes. Even if you only do it for 10 minutes, it just completely changes the state that you're in mentally. And thoughts become feelings, and feelings lead to actions, right? So if you clear your mind of your negative thoughts, you change your emotional state, and then you're less likely to be reactive in a negative way. So if I'm out all day, let's say I have 15 meetings or whatever, and I'm out and I'm coming home and my whole family's home, I'll do my TM in the driveway in the car before I come into the house so that I'm completely clear of all the crap that I had to deal with when I come in. It's incredibly helpful. You can do it the way I just showed you, and it will have an impact. But if you really want to get into it, I recommend here in Miami, there's a TM center in Sunset Place. So I recommend that you reach out to your local TM practitioner. I get email from them all the time. So if you're listening and you're watching the show now, because I'm part of this freaking cult, if you want to be hooked up with a TM center near you, put your information down in the comments. I will give you a phone number and a website you can go to so that you can find a TM center near you. If you don't want to do that, just do what I said now. Do it twice a day. If you'll find that it makes a difference right after the first week, you'll start to notice, but it really takes about 45 days for you to notice a difference in your life. In fact, just describing it, I feel like, you know, I feel more relaxed because I've programmed myself now to be somebody who that works for. So give that a shot. What do you think?
So as you're describing it, it's interesting you said what you were visualizing. So what I was visualizing was the recycle bin on your desktop, right? You're taking documents you no longer need and you're moving them slowly over to the recycle bin. And then eventually you'll go and you'll empty out the recycle bin so that it is now gone and you can start fresh. And so I'm visualizing that as you're talking about this. It's very interesting. And I'm really glad that you pointed out that the time isn't as important, right? Because many people may hear this and say, well, Dave, I don't have 20 minutes several times a day, right? That might be tough. There's a lot of demands on your schedule. But as you said, it's more about the effort. Take 10 minutes, take the amount of time that you have and just make the effort to do it and see if there's a difference. I'm interested in trying this out. I know I'll give it a go. You'll hear us talk about this, I think, many more shows. Health and wellness are important to me. I know you focus on them as well.
Yeah, so I think a couple of points there, okay? The reason that you don't have the 20 minutes to do this is the reason why you need to take the 20 minutes to do this, right? If your life is so busy that you can't take 20 minutes for yourself twice a day, you need this more than anybody else. So think about it. You're doing it first thing in the morning when you wake up, and you're doing it in the middle of the afternoon. So the story that Seinfeld tells all the time is when he was doing the Seinfeld show, he didn't know about the morning TM. He learned it like I learned it from comics, from other comics. And he would do it. What he would do is when they were shooting the show, instead of going to lunch, he would, go to his office or to his trailer, wherever they were, and he would do TM for 20 minutes. And then he would eat lunch on the set when he wasn't on camera. So Everybody has 20 minutes twice a day. The first thing you do in the morning, I guarantee you, you are wasting 20 minutes first thing in the morning. Nobody hops out of bed and immediately goes to the rock quarry and breaks rocks for Mr. Slate, like on the Flintstones, right? Nobody's doing that. So you have 20 minutes first thing in the morning. Now, the question I get the most when I talk to people about this, and it comes up when I do seminars and people, you know, ask me about productivity and how I have so much energy and all this other crap. Whenever anybody says to me, why do you do it first thing in the morning? The answer that the TM teacher that I learned this from gave to me was, think about when you wake up first thing in the morning and you get out of bed and you look back at the bed and the sheets are all screwed up and sometimes the fitted sheet is like popped off of the mattress. What the hell was going on while you were sleeping, right? You had like a million dreams and you were restless while you were sleeping and you don't feel well rested. You need TM to clear all that out. And that's why they have you do it first thing in the morning and then toward the middle to end of your day. And the reason for the middle to end of the day, candidly, in my opinion, is so that you can be prepared for ending your work day and going home to your family, to your spouse, to your significant other. Or if you're somebody who plays, like, let's say you play sports or you do softball after work, you know, you're in the middle of a big argument at work and then you got to go put on your softball uniform and play softball. You're going to be up at bat and you're thinking about what a jerk that guy you were just arguing with was. You don't want that. You don't need that. You need to clear that out so that you can focus on the recreation that you're having so that it can deliver the value that it's supposed to deliver to you. So you feel like you don't have 20 minutes twice a day. We all have 20 minutes twice a day. We just do the things that we prioritize. So you have to make this a priority. And what I promise will happen is you get more quality work done because it helps you think more clearly and helps you set your priorities. So that's what I find.
This is great. And you've heard this here on Inside BS.
That's right. All right. Thank you, folks, for joining us today. This is the Inside BS Show. I'm Dave Lorenzo. I'm the godfather of growth. She's
Nikki G.
That's right. Thank you, Nicola. We'll see you all tomorrow. Until then, here's hoping you make a great living and live a great life.